Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laquana and I'm the fraud supervisor. May I please have the first and last name?
Nancy Peltier.
I do thank you for that. We have the email address as your last name underscore 62 at msn.com.
Yes.
Okay, we have the telephone number is 612-269-5160.
Yes.
And the address is 1283 Jonquil Lane, Bear Lake, Minnesota.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just waiting for my system to load to see which items were billed to you. Allow me one moment. Okay, ma'am, I did locate an account. It looks as though the sweepstakes entry was entered to win a generator. It looks as though this account was not canceled, so as a result, you were enrolled into a monthly subscription where you would receive a $199 e-gift card monthly.
Mm. I haven't been getting anything. The only reason I'm calling is because my bank, it denied something that I was going to do, so I called them and they put a hold on it because they thought there was fraudulent going on my card. And at that time, it's like I've never heard of this company before. But then as she started talking about a generator, I got in a survey thing that all these companies are doing now. You join, get in this survey, you could win this, or you pick what you want. And not knowing that I've been being charged for it.
Yes, sir. I
just wonder
to
why the bank took so long to think there was fraudulent going on my card.
Yes, ma'am.
Which there was, kind of.
Because it was done twice. It was done initially on October 7th. Then the survey was taken again on October 19th. One was you paid $7.95. The other you paid $5.74.
Oh,
so
Lord.
The survey was done twice.
Okay. And are you able to rebate me that money back, or?
Okay. You said that you spoke with your bank. When you spoke with your bank, did you file a dispute with your bank?
No. All we did is we stopped that card because I should have probably found out the name of the company first and talked to you guys, but I immediately went to the bank because they're the ones that told me what the name of the company was, and that didn't even ring a bell. So we just decided that we'd just stop the card, and they're going to issue me a new card.
Okay. I do.
Because I told her at that time, I said, I can't tell you if I did it from that company or not. So, you know, they really couldn't do a whole lot more because I couldn't say that. No, I've never done that. Which it took me quite a while. I tell you what, my son got off. He got off. I was thinking he did something again. He's really lucky it was his mom.
Yeah. I know the feeling. But
that's not good, though, because I don't remember.
Yeah, but at least it wasn't him, so. And
yeah,
it was right before Christmas.
He's pretty darn lucky.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to cancel a couple cards because of him, and it's like, okay, this is it.
Okay.
Because then I have to remember everything that's tied to that card, and it's like, that's it.
Okay, I can go ahead and process a one-time courtesy full refund for the $67.32. And that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, so credit back, she said she was going to do $13.99 and $23.66.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go through you to get more. And with you, I'm getting what,
$67.32.
Okay, $67.32 back. Okay, that's what it was. Okay. And then she said it would just go to my banking because it could no longer go to that card because it's canceled.
Yes, so ma'am. It's going to go back to your card, the $67.32.
It's going to go back to the card or my bank?
It's going to go back to the card that was charged.
Okay, so I canceled that card.
You still have the same account number. So they can see that a pending refund is coming to you, and it'll still go to your new card. Yes, ma'am.
It will go to the new card?
Yes, ma'am.
Pending. Okay. I didn't know that. All right. Well, thank you for all your help, and thank you for doing that for me. And that's it. I'm not answering any more of these surveys.
Yes, ma'am.
I should have known better. It just, oh, well, live and learn, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, you have a nice day.
You as well, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a safe and happy new year.
Yep, you too. Bye.